following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah, holy shit. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 31. We're live from Stoner Jesus Studio Complex. Streaming live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. What up, everybody? You're gearing up to watch the Oscars. What the fuck is wrong with you? The Oscars suck. It's the Potskers. You may be asking yourself, Stoner Jesus, what the fuck does that mean? What the fuck are the Potskers? Will there be awards? No, there will not be. That's stupid. Human beings giving other people, other human beings, awards. It's dumb. Maybe I'm bitter because I've never gotten an award. Whatever. Whatever, I don't care. That shit don't bother me. I'm saying, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with not ever winning a fucking award. Ever in my motherfucking life. I'm not bitter in the least. Welcome, everybody. I'm Stoner Jesus. I'm on Twitter, of course, as I said, StonerJesus420. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Also, I'm on a bunch of social media networks. Go to StonerJesus.net. They're all in the link section. Go find them. I'm on a ton of them. YouTube, Facebook. If you want to email the show, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. If you want to join our group for the show, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. It's Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. That's a group where the hardcore fans of the show are. A lot of shit going on today. St. Peter left a voicemail. A little throwback to infomercials we used to do for St. Peter. We'll play that coming up here in the Hour 1 live stream on Twitter. Also an Antichrist update later in Hour 1. Then we have Hour 2. That'll be for Patreon subscribers only over on patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Patreon subscribers get the full two-hour version of the show. And that's the only way you can get it. You get the first hour here free. You can get 2 hours of audio at StonerJesus.net or CannabisRadio.com or any of the other platforms we're on, Stitcher, iTunes, whatever. The only way to get the full 2 hours in video is patreon.com/StonerJesus420. I don't know if you saw my video pinned at the top of Stoner Jesus 420, but if we get to 10 patrons, that's right, 10 patrons. I'm not asking for a lot. It's been a slow go on Patreon. 10 patrons. I will get the Stoner Jesus logo tattooed on my arm on video for patrons. And then, of course, I'll play it on this show and, you know, all over social media or whatever. But the first people to see it will be the 10 patrons, or more maybe by that point, on Patreon. You get archives of the show, video, all these chapter and verse videos of the show, a bunch of other stuff. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Go check that shit out. I feel like I should have some theme music for the Poskers. But as you can tell, this is a last minute thing. I don't have awards. I don't have theme music. I have nothing but a hashtag, the Poskers. I just realized now that the title of the video, it says hashtag the Poskers. On my little graphic here, it says The hashtag Poskers. That's not going to work. Just give me just one 1 minute to do this. There we go. Look at that. Is that not amazing fucking graphic work? I'm hosting the show. I'm directing the show. I've written the show. Now I'm also doing all of this other shit, and I'm handling the fucking graphics, which are dope as shit. Are you kidding me? The Potskers, they got it. At the Oscars right now, they have like 150, 200, 250, I don't know how many, people running the show. Working the lights and the cameras and all that other shit and the big board or whatever they do. It's just me here. Not even St. Peter's not even here. He left a fucking voicemail. He's MIA, as they say. But his voicemail, oh, by the way, did I say what was in the second hour? Stern Jesus pickup lines, St. Patrick's Day edition. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. You want some pickup lines, you need to pick up the bitches or the bastards. You're trying to get some poon or some peen. You need these pickup lines. Also, some about shit about UFOs in Milwaukee. I don't know. Weird shit's going on, son. Weird motherfucking shit. Well, anyway, this St. Peter voicemail guy coming up in the next segment has to do with what I'm about to show you. A couple weeks ago, you may remember on the show that we showed you the video of the robot dog. He comes up, he like calls for his buddy. His buddy comes over, opens the door for him. The first robot dog goes through. The second robot dog goes through. The robot dogs are going to open fucking doors and walk around. Well, after that, another video came out. I think it's Boston Dynamics, I think it is. And this video is from The Guardian on YouTube. This dog trying to open the door. They call it, you know, it's four legs. You know what the fuck. It's a robot dog. So the robot dog is trying to get out of the door, and there's a human there trying to stop it by various means, and they're showing that the robot dog actually fights back somewhat, quote-unquote, for against this human who's trying to keep them from opening the door. See it there, if you're watching the video. Dude's got a hockey stick. Almost thwarted it, now it's reaching for the... Reaching for the handle. Trying to open it up. Okay, he's almost got it. Get the door open. Oh, nope. Now the guy grabs him from behind by like a strap he's got stuck to his back, and the robot dog is fighting valiantly, trying to get back to that door. Apparently, as I said like a couple weeks ago, this is supposed to be very scary. I mean, I get that down the road, it could be scary, but I'll tell you what right now, I don't give a fuck who likes it, I don't give a fuck who it offends, I don't care, I will beat the shit out of a robot dog. I don't care what I have, I don't care if it's just my feet and my fists, I don't care if I'm bloody and my bloody knuckles at the end, I will beat the shit out of a fucking robot dog. I will destroy that motherfucker. It'll be like the robot dog never existed. That is a level of carnage I will bring upon this motherfucker. Does that sound a little Samuel Jackson? Am I right? Am I right? No. I will beat the shit out of a robot dog. I don't give a shit. You know, all you fucking ACLU or whatever can come at me about robot dog rights. Fuck that. I will kick a robot dog in its side. I will get it down and grab one of its fucking legs and pry that motherfucker off there like a Barbie doll. Yeah, that's right. Treat it just like a Barbie doll. Put in a little car and drive it around in a big fucking mansion for it. I'm telling you, yo, as I get a little thug for a minute, I will fuck up a robot dog. I ain't having that shit. No. No. You get the wrong motherfucker up in this bitch. So anyway, more about the robot dog coming up at St. Peter's voicemail, because apparently he also saw all the robot dog videos. And also some other things that have been in the news lately. And he created a little infomercial. Whether it's a product that will ever get off the ground, I will say this. This has as much chance of making St. Peter a lot of money as all of his other products have. I'll put it that way. If you are a long-term listener of the show, long-time listener of the show, you know what I'm talking about. You know what's up. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 31. We're live. It's March 4th, 2018. We're live streaming on Twitter and on Periscope. What up to all you all motherfuckers out there chilling, give us, give us some feedback on Twitter. Give us the hearts or whatever the Periscope does. I forget. I think it's hearts. All that shit. We hear from our sponsors. Their banners are stonerjesus.net. Go check them out. They support us. So go support them. Stoner Jesus Show. Bitches. We'll be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything. Planted Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our Planet Everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Corlor 420. Check out corlor420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R 420.com, or simply click that Corlor banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Corlor. Click that Corlor banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Corlor, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Corlor and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident Hempo Sapien Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana! Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
Sweet sativa. Let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, channel. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 31. The pot scurs. Yeah, that's right. I did that. I went there. We'll check in with the Oscars here in a minute. Why? I don't know. Just, I guess, so you motherfuckers don't have to go look for yourself and you won't leave my show and leave me here lonely. I do these shows on Sunday nights. There's always some big event going on Sunday nights. Something, you know, it's supposed to be monumental, I guess. That's what they tell me. So the Oscars are big. We'll check on the Oscars hashtags. Matter of fact, we're going to do that right now. Check the Oscars hashtag on Twitter through the amazing technology that is the sub-broadcasting software. We're on Twitter. We got some feedback somewhere. No? I think this is in my head. It's in my head. It's all in my head. So I guess a lot of stuff's going on at the Oscars. I don't know if it started yet. I don't know a lot about it. There's a guy from Black Panther. There's Jennifer Lawrence as well. There's a lot of red carpet picks. I guess that's still what they're in the mode of. Still walking the red carpet. A lot of that was going on 2 hours ago. Is that still what's happening? Oh, man, these are like 19, 20 minutes ago and shit. Meryl Streep and there's Sandra Bullock and that guy, and that other guy with a mustache and lots of other guys with mustaches and that woman and that woman. Is it Emma Stone? I don't know. See, that's why I'm not interested in this. That's why I can't get, you know, geared up about what the fuck's going on at the Oscars. Apparently Ryan Seacrest, they were wondering what was going to happen with Ryan Seacrest because he's been had sexual harassment rumors or whatever, and how celebrities are going to react to him, and I don't know. I do know this is bogging down, though. It's getting on my nerves. So I was just trying to bring up a video. Oh, I don't want to do that. Moving on. Moving on. I got more important shit to worry about, son. Like St. Peter, he left a voicemail. You remember the segment we just did, the robot dog segment? Well, he's seen the robot dog videos, and he's also seen a lot in the news about, you know, various school shootings and whatever. So he left us a voicemail with an infomercial idea. How good of an idea it is, that's, you know, obviously up to you to decide. It's very important. Earth-shattering things going on here. So, you know, maybe this, of all of the products that St. Peter has done through the infomercials we've done on this show, maybe this will be what brings him over the top or whatever. So without further ado, the robot guard dog voicemail that St. Peter left us, I guess it was yesterday, here on the Stoner Jesus Show, live.
Hey, Jesus. It's me, Peter. I'm calling from, I don't know where this is, really. Sermon on the Road. I don't know. It's like really fucking loud. Here, it's like I'm by like the road. But it doesn't matter, Jesus. I'm calling I wanted to, update you. I was like, I think I'm closer to the studio. Closer to coming back. I'm like doing... Hold on. All right, that's better, Jesus. Anyway, I'm coming back to like do like bits and skits and lists and whatnot. And I figured I was standing here waiting for this trucker to like, you know, get out of the crap or whatever, so we can keep going. I've been hitching rides with truckers. I think I mentioned that in my last voicemail. Doesn't matter, Jesus. Doesn't matter. I'm on my way. However I get there is good. Anyway, I had this idea for a product. We used to do those infomercials and stuff. They were like, hold on.
What the fuck?
All right, that's better. We always used to do those infomercials, Jesus, for like when I would like make products and stuff to like try to make money to get out of the basement or whatnot. Anyway, I had a great idea for a product. I've been like, see the news every once in a while. I've been seeing there's school shootings and stuff, and like shootings at public places. And I saw this other video of like this little robot dog like opens doors and like shit and like puts up a fight while it's like opening the door or whatever. So if we like combine those two things and like have like guard robot dogs, robot guard dogs that guard like schools and shit and like malls and museums and whatnot. And you know, like they're like guard robot dogs. I mean, like if they get shot, like it's no big deal because it's a robot. She's like, sick him, boy. He like runs and like tackles the person. Or maybe even give the robot dog a gun and have them shoot back at the person. I don't know. We haven't thought that far along, but the point is, Jesus, we need to
give the robot dog a gun.
Raise some money to like buy a bunch of those robot dogs, and then we like train them. I guess you do it with like, you know, like I'm not stupid. I knew like dog biscuits wouldn't work, but I guess if you feed them like little transistors or something, they'll do what you tell them to do. Anyway, we like train them to like, you know, be guard robot dogs, robot guard dogs, and I buy a bunch of them. And I put my St. Peter logo on the side of it. You probably haven't seen the logo, Jesus. I drew it myself. It's just me. I look kind of like Rambo. You remember Rambo from those movies?
Rambo.
About Rambo. Well, I look like him, and it's like you put that on the side of the robot dog, and it's like St. Peter's robot guard dogs. Like gonna shoot you or like tackle you or whatever if you come in like start shooting kids or whatnot, and that's basically it, Jesus. That's the whole idea. We need to raise funds to buy a bunch of those robot dogs, and then we can like train them. Like I said, like feed them like, you know, transistors or like, you know, motherboard chips or something, semiconductors. I don't know, Jesus. I don't know how you train a robot dog, to be honest with you. We'll figure all that out. I mean, that's what's good. That's what Google's for, right? Just to figure this shit out.
Yes.
We need to raise money. I need as much money as I can to buy a bunch of robot guard dogs and then put my little Rambo St. Peter logo on the side of it and sell those motherfuckers like on Amazon or whatever.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, Jesus, it's going to be so great. Such a great idea. I think I see my trucker friend I've been riding with finally out of the fucking crapper, so we're going to get back on the road.
Cool.
I'll be there soon, Jesus. I'll be there soon. I'm coming, Jesus, to save the show. You can count on me. You can count on St. Peter. Fuck you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Boy, that was a long one. Holy shit. Let's see. A long voicemail, the basic gist of which is robot guard dogs. Give them guns. Poof, the problem on Periscope saying, what up, buddy? Chilling, doing the show. I don't know how many of the comments I see on this Periscope. I have Periscope pulled up here, but it's on the computer, not on my phone, so I don't know. You always tweet the show at SternJesus420. I go and check those as well during this first hour one live stream of the show. Of course, if you want the full 2-hour video, the show we do every Sunday night, go to patreon.com/SternJesus420. Become a patron of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Coming up, we have an Antichrist update. If you don't know about the Antichrist, you don't know what the Antichrist is. Fuck, man, what have you been doing? Really? What have you been doing? I was going to check in on the Oscars again, but no, I'm not going to do that. Again, the Potskers, tonight, no awards. No theme music, no pomp, no circumstance, no celebration of any kind. Well, maybe a little bit. Look at this. Look what I got right here. Well, you know what real men drink? You know what real men drink when they drink? Burnett's Pink Lemonade, $7.49. That's right. Economical, masculine, get you fucked up. What is this shit? 70 proof? That's not bad. Maybe it is a celebration. Maybe the Potskers are a fucking celebration. Hell yeah. Go retweet and share and give the hearts and all that bullshit. Make sure you go to stonerjesus.net for the full 2-hour audio version of the show. Free, as always, on campusradio.com as well. Stitcher, iTunes, all that shit. Antichrist update coming up. It's very important stuff. You know about the Antichrist. Come on. Come on. You're killing me. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber Vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 31. Welcome back, everybody. The Potskers. Yeah, that's right, the Potskers. You're saying, but Stoner Jesus, that's a ripoff of the Oscars. You're goddamn right it is. Try to keep up with what we got going on here. It's all very intricate, everything that I'm doing. You won't even, some of the things I do, you won't realize are funny until 3 weeks later. And you're like, hey, that thing Stoner Jesus did, that was fucking hilarious. The Potskers. I get it now, the Potskers. Of course you do. You're smart. You know what's going on. Before we get to the Antichrist update, which is very important. If you don't know about the Antichrist, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I'm sitting here for years telling you about the Antichrist and the coming of the Antichrist. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, God damn it. You enrage me. Don't enrage Jesus. Fucking shit will happen, man. Shit will happen. Biblical type shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's check in on the Oscars. What's going on? Apparently Ryan Seacrest, apparently things are cool. I don't know. I didn't read the story. I don't care. Apparently Ryan Seacrest still, despite sexual abuse allegations, is still interviewing people. That's awesome. There's a Zendaya. Her Oscar dress. I posted on Twitter earlier what was the wonder what the over-under would be for Jimmy Kimmel, how many times Jimmy Kimmel is going to cry tonight. He's the host of the Oscars. I don't know. He's not crying in that picture. So, not good. Not good. Danae Gurira. I don't know most of these people. I don't know who these people are. I don't know who those people are. Those two guys. I know Jennifer Lawrence. I know who she is. Emma Stone. I know some. I'm not a complete old fucking fuddy-duddy. I guess that's a joke I would get if I was in the Oscars. I don't know that thing right there. I have no idea. Anyway, the Oscars are going on. I don't know if they started yet. So far, all I'm seeing is shit from the red carpet. Well, I did say there is Jimmy Kimmel. So apparently things are going. But he's crying up a storm, little bitch. God, he does cry a lot. I mean, seriously. Anyway, the Antichrist update. It's foretold in the scriptures long ago. An Antichrist would rise. An Antichrist with which I would have to do battle for the kingdom of heaven. You know the story, the biblical story. You know the deal. A battle, man. A fucking battle. We're battle this shits. Me and the Antichrist. Of course, we identified the Antichrist in utero. Many years ago, before they were even born, before she was even born. That's right, she. For the Antichrist is female. As you would know if you fucking listened, if you bothered to pay attention, you would know the Antichrist is female. I've been tracking intelligence about the Antichrist, lo, these many years. If that is still a phrase that people use. Tonight, we have a few more stories about the Antichrist. And Antichrist's family. First, if you want a clue before I actually go ahead and tell you, if you don't know who the Antichrist is, well, listen to this shit.
Around the same time, she had fell in love with him.
She knew I was eventually going to ask her to marry me. I just had to get that ring right.
Hey, I'm my baby. And it means so much to me.
When I came back from the hospital, the first thing I did was go look at my vag in the mirror.
So there you go. It's the Antichrist intro. The Antichrist, of course, is none other than Little Northwest, a.k.a. Kimye Jr., a.k.a. the demon spawn of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Yes, Northwest, the oldest now of the young Kanye West and Kardashian clan. Now there's also St. West, a.k.a. Fredo, and now Chicago West. I'm having trouble keeping up. I don't have a staff here, okay? I have some dumb interns, and sometimes St. Peter leaves for 8 months at a time. I'm all by myself here. So I can't keep track of all this shit. Now there's more people coming. I got a video here about Kylie. She's having kids now and giving them weird names. And something else is going on, which I forget, but I'll play the fucking video for it anyway because it fits in. I write this shit down. Hold on. Oh, yeah. The possibility of a new ally in the battle against the Antichrist, Northwest, a.k.a. Kimye Jr. Possible ally. At one point, I thought maybe Taylor Swift would be a good ally in the battle against the Antichrist, but no. That was all for naught. But maybe even a bigger name, arguably a bigger name, could be an ally in the battle against the Antichrist. But first, here's a shit about Kylie.
Kylie has reemerged from her self-imposed hiatus and is slaying harder than ever. The E! Star made a conscious...
This is so littered with, like, cool, hip, new sayings. Like, she's slain. She's slain. That's good. I'm, like, good for her. She's slain. I guess, am I slain? I don't know. What's the criteria you use for to know if someone's slain or not?
...effort to stay out of the spotlight for her pregnancy, but for her millions of followers, it probably felt like a damn drought without seeing Kerr and Kylie. Lucky for us, the queen has returned, and she's still a pro at the mirror selfies. She's also stepping out...
Pro at the mirror selfies? What does that mean? She's a pro at the mirror selfies. You point at a mirror and you take the picture. She's a pro? You mean she looks hot? Is that what you mean? She looks hot? She's a hot-looking female woman? Yes, female woman. Is that what you're insinuating? She knows how to point a fucking phone at a mirror? See, this is what I'm up against. So I'm up against this kind of shit.
With Travis Scott following the birth of their daughter, Stormy, Kylie got that sweet and very expensive push present,
shit.
And the new parents are casually just tooling around in it like it's a minivan.
That's
and when she
dope.
Hit the pavement in those potentially unreleased Travis Scott Air Jordans, well, the internet...
What? But what? Unreleased Travis Scott Air Jordans? I miss so much now. There was a time when there was only like three TV channels and then, you know, a couple other things. But it was before cable. And if you want to get a fourth or a fifth TV channel, at least where I lived, you had to have like the rabbit ears and shit. Now there's so much going on. This guy, who I barely know, only because he fucking planted his seed in one of the extracurricular family members of the Antichrist, which I have to do battle as foretold in the scriptures long ago. For some reason, I know this motherfucker. He has shoes, making shoes. Why? Maybe I'm bitter. Where's my shoes? Where's my shoe contract? Where's my seed?
Lost its mind. While we did miss her while she was off living life, she didn't forget about us. After Stormy's birth, we got to see her face again in that surprisingly personal mini documentary.
So I'm 34 weeks today.
We got to see that gorgeous bump, her family, her friends, Travis, and how much they all love Kylie as much as her fans do. Now that we're reunited, it feels so good, so social, and so very Kylie.
So there you go. It's from E! News. That's enough of that. Thank you. To come in with the cool music. So that's one of the aspects of what's going on in the family of the Antichrist. Northwest, a.k.a. Kimye Jr., a.k.a. the demon spawn of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. I guess the Oscars are still going on. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not looking back in on that. It's the Potskers. The Potskers, motherfucker. That's right. So anyway, I told you before that we had a possible ally in the fight against the Antichrist. In the person of Taylor Swift. I thought they were going to mix it up. And, you know, we have a big gun in this battle. Engaging epistemology said in the chat in on a Periscope. Staring at Jesus, huh? ? Yes, indeed. That is it's one of those existential questions that, you know. Jesus, huh? Well, yeah, it is. So anyway, Taylor Swift didn't become an ally in the battle. But maybe even a bigger ally is on deck. That's right. The Queen Bey herself. That's right, I said Bey. I don't care. I don't apologize. Check it out. Some Complex News.
Hey guys, for Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez. Thursday night, DJ Khaled dropped a new single featuring Future, Jay-Z, and Beyonce titled Top Off. The single got mixed reviews, but one thing everyone can agree on is Beyonce rapping is everything we needed and more. Bey's verse is already creating smoke, sparking diss rumors left and right about...
That's what I'm talking about right there. What does that mean? What the fuck does that mean? It's everything we needed and more. It's like they stopped trying. It's like they don't even bother with analogies anymore. It's just everything. This is everything. That's everything. Now you go, they talk about their break the internet bullshit. The internet's not fucking broken because your ass has to do my show. I don't care whose ass is on Twitter. I can still do my show. And I will. It's my God-given right. Anyway, more about this is everything in shade and all that shit.
Kim Kardashian. Beyonce flexes about being able to break the internet in her real body, which may have been directed at Kim Kardashian. She says, I break the internet top two and I ain't number two. My body, my ice, my cash, all real. I'm a triple threat.
What? It doesn't even rhyme. This is not everything. This is distinctly less than everything. It's not everything in the fucking least. Two doesn't rhyme with threat. Come on. Who are we kidding here?
Break the Internet appears to be a reference to Kim's viral paper magazine cover from 2014, which was literally titled Break the Internet. Seems pretty direct, but the phrase also applies to how the internet reacts anytime Beyonce does anything, so she could just be referencing her fabulous self. However, fans on Twitter are not convinced. Beyonce dragged the life out of Kim Kardashian on Top Off. Beyonce referencing her body being real is also a savage.
Drag the life? What? That's not one of those things that they're talking about. Drag the life out of someone on Twitter. These fucking kids have too much time on their hands.
Which supposed diss at Kardashian. The businesswoman and reality star has denied plastic surgery claims, but it's commonly known that the Kardashians are not afraid of making physical adjustments. No shade. Beyonce also makes another reference that could be aimed at Tiffany Haddish.
No shade.
She raps about signing a non-disclosure agreement, and Haddish has been outspoken about meeting Beyonce and posting evidence on her Instagram. Whether or not Bey was referencing her, Haddish still took to Twitter and showed she had no problems with the line. I love Beyonce part. Everything she said rang so real to me. Just know I will sign an NDA any day for Beyonce. That's your news for now. For more on this and the rest of today's story, subscribe to Complex on YouTube. For Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez.
What? She had to sign a non-disclosure agreement to talk to Beyonce, or so she wouldn't reveal that she talked to Beyonce? What? I'm so out of touch. So out of touch with what's going on. I don't know anymore, man. Old. Give me a cane, a little fucking walker or something. This is everything. Internet is broken. The internet is broken. God damn you. So anyway, that's going to do it for hour one and the live stream on Twitter and Periscope. Thank you everybody for watching. The full 2 hours of video on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. I would normally have a web wisdom here, but I didn't bother with it. I don't know. I was busy getting the potskers together. I was kidding. I was putting together the potskers. It's very important. Now, coming up, hour two, if you want the audio version for free of hour two, it's stonerjesus.net, of course. Post that up tomorrow, which would be Monday, March 5th. And coming up, we're going to have talk about UFOs in Milwaukee. Also, Stern Jesus Pickup Line, St. Patrick's Day edition. You're going to want to get that shit. And again, the full 2 hours of video you can find on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Come check us out. Become a supporter of the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Being cool, whatnot. Want the second hour video, become a patron, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Second hour of audio will be on stonerjesus.net. So if you're ending hour one on audio, go find hour two. stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, many other platforms. We're on a bunch of social media. Everything you need to know is at stonerjesus.net. Thanks everybody for listening and checking us out. Thanks to everybody who listened on the live stream and watched on the live stream. We're about to end that for now. Go become a patron. Become a patron of the show. And, man, it'd be awesome. Get the videos of the show. Full 2-hour videos. Yeah. Thanks everybody for checking out hour one. Peace, bitches. We'll be right back.